Commentator Brian Onunoyin is here to contemplate voter motivations. Can being a grandparent really hold sway and influence poll numbers? Brian wonders, why should inquiring minds care?
And a very good morning to you all. Well, if you were listening recently, you may have heard me banging on about the casual sexism in this world. And as if to prove a point, a shower of idiots on the TV and in the newspapers started harping on about Hillary Clinton being a grandmother and the significance of this in terms of her run for president. I'm sorry, really now. You could think that Hillary Clinton was the worst possible choice in the world to be president of the United States, and yet you'd still have to feel sorry for her for these outrageous comments that some people in the media have been making. And let's leave aside all this conspiratorial nonsense about her daughter's pregnancy being planned by the Clintons. As if Hillary, her daughter, and the son-in-law, they all sat down and they discussed Chelsea's ovarian cycle and how that could be manipulated to chime with her possible run for president. Huh? Are there people who are going to be going to the polls in 2016 and who would be more inclined to vote for Hillary Clinton because she's a grandmother? Seriously? There's probably far, far more people out there who will be swayed depending on her choice of shoes throughout the campaign. But let's leave that for another day. Because right now, I want to talk about why the bloody hell are we even talking about this? Well, because some people out there are paid massive salaries and they have made the point that perhaps being a grandmother will somehow affect her ability to do the job if she's elected president. Now, just for fun, let's imagine she is elected, and let's imagine she's doing a woeful job. Would you seriously think for one minute that she's doing a terrible job because she's a grandmother? Huh? Would anyone in their right mind ever suggest that of a man who recently became a grandfather?
The president's office has released a statement today noting that unemployment is up by 5%. Senior economic analysts have put this down to the fact that the president recently became a grandfather. You might as well ascribe the economic woes to the choice of necktie that the president is making. And no doubt some people will. All of this does point, however, to the notion that politics is theatre. Or at least in some cases, it's more like pantomime. Now, pantomime is a form of theatre which is alive and very well in Ireland and the United Kingdom. And in the pantomime, the villain is always immediately identifiable once he or she sets foot onto the stage. They have exaggerated costumes, they do lots of lurking and skulking. And the audience, well, they're encouraged to boo and hiss loudly every time the villain appears. It's all great fun. Because the kids are also encouraged to argue with the villain on stage using certain stock phrases. Does all of this remind you of anything? Has it come to the stage now in that in certain circles, critics behave like children at a pantomime performance? Oh, it's really quite depressing, this utter lack of sophisticated political analysis. But there you have it. I'm sorry. I don't wish to be too depressing. I'll talk to you next week. All right, God bless. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come, and takes groups to Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Italia, and you can contact Brian by email at brian@acrossthepondandbeyond.com. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:45, here on Red River Radio.